Hey, what's up, everybody? Johnny James here. Today's episode, I'm going to go ahead and talk about young entrepreneurs and even people like young people getting into work for the first time, or say they're unhappy where they're at and they're starting to possibly go into a different field of work. So a little bit of advice. First and foremost, I always recommend staying positive. I mean, a positive mindset is contagious. And especially if you're trying to, as a young entrepreneur, build friendships and alliances between other businesses, nobody wants to do business with you if you're just a negative asshole. And sorry for the vulgar language, but it's just the truth. And if people see that you're faking it, you don't have that empathy, and you're not a genuine person, they're going to see right through you. I mean, at least I know I can, and usually people have, you know, a really good sense and judge that that person's faking it, and they're probably deep down inside, they don't give a shit about me or my company or you know, the better good of what they're trying to, per se, offer me. So stay positive. If you have to go through some crazy Dalai Lama thing to change your mentality to become this positive person, then do it. I recommend being around positive people. And that actually brings me to another point, is erasing negative people from your life. If you have negative friends that dog on you and say, oh, dude, you're going to try to do this and you're going to try to accomplish this, oh, you're crazy, that's never going to work. If you have people doubting you, you know what? You need to kick those people to the curb, like, immediately. Like, call them tomorrow if you have plans with them and say, dude, I'm not coming, I got better things to do. You know, you're in it for you, man. I mean, sorry, you know, you gotta ditch the negativity in your life. It's such a killer. Any of these people that talk about how, you know, shit, I can't catch a break, and man, it's like, that's all a scam, and this is a scam, and you need to erase those people. I mean, first and foremost, they just need to go. And some of those people might be, I mean, shit, it might be your own mom or, you know, girlfriend. If you have to, tell these people and set them in line, set them straight and say, look, I'm trying to do this. If you want to remain in my life, I cannot have that negativity anymore. Not trying to say like, oh, like when it comes to positivity, not saying, you know, if you're standing in a yard full of shit, to cover your ears and close your eyes and say, oh, there's no shit. But what I'm saying is acknowledge that there is things not going right and fix it. So if you're, in all reality, if you're actually in a yard full of crap, get a shovel, shovel that shit, move on, you know, take care of business. So anyway, erase those negative people, get them out of your life, or change their minds. Make them see that you're trying to make the change, and they need to as well if they want to remain your friend, family, whatever the case is. Another thing, be patient. Man, I am probably the most impatient person on the face of the planet. For me to start my business and grow it, I mean, normally I'm the type that where, hey, if I don't see something's working immediately, man, I'm usually out. I really had to go through and I listened to a lot of, you know, like my mentors. And the thing they always talked about was being patient. So I'm not creating anything new here. I'm just repeating what was, you know, what was inflicted on me. And man, it made the biggest change for me. It was just being patient. Trust your process. And you'd be surprised what, you know, what comes out of it. If you stick with something, you'd be amazed what it'll grow into. I was listening to, and I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about how bamboo is, how it grows and how it's made. And so typically the first 5 years, it barely grows at all. And then you have to do all this time of planting it and watering it and taking care of it, make sure that it gets the proper nutrients. And then around year five, it just sprouts up. I don't remember the exact footage. I think it was like 92 feet or something crazy like that. But that's a prime example of trying to be patient when you're starting a business, or if you're getting into a new business. You put in the time and you be patient. Dude, you'd be blown away by how much that will grow and turn into something that's just bigger than you'd ever imagine. The nice thing about being patient is if you're 18 or, I mean, shoot, even if you're, like, I'm 29, and even if you're 30 or 40, you have time. Unless you're terminally ill, then that might be your only excuse to not having time and not being patient. But you have time to grow. You have time to develop. You know, there's a bunch of different business avenues that I want to get into. And I know they're not going to turn into a million-dollar business overnight. That I'm going to have to grow. I'm going to have to market it. I'm going to have to get better at that field. And then I'm going to have to work my ass off. And I'm going to have to perfect my craft. And that's actually another point that I bring up is when you're getting into these, you know, whatever business that you're trying to get into. I mean, I don't care if it's, you know, sales or you're starting up your own real estate agency or you're starting up, you know, your own photography business or restaurant. You have to work your ass off. So if you can go through the first, you know, 5 years of eating shit just so you can eventually, afford first class on everything for the rest of your life, I think that's totally worth it. And that's just my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe because I see a lot of people that are willing to trade in just years and years of just suffering and not being happy. And they get impatient and they jump around all over the place and nothing ever comes of it. There's no fruit that grows there. So work your ass off and perfect your craft and be patient, damn it. I mean, you'd be surprised. So I know I've already said that, but you would be surprised. Another crucial point for all you entrepreneurs, just young people getting into the workforce in general, you have to, like, I shouldn't say you have to, but if you create a routine or a ritual that you do every morning that puts you in the right state of mind, you're going to be unstoppable. So you'll, like, I listen to, like, a lot of Tony Robbins, and he talks about this as well. And this is actually where I picked it up. And so for me, getting up in the morning, working out, or even as something as simple as making the bed, it's an accomplishment and a goal that is checked off immediately in the morning. If you have just the littlest of goals that you can accomplish right first thing in the morning, you're already knocking off goals and you're goal-driven for the rest of the day, which goals are critical to any business anyway. If you don't know what your goals are and you're just kind of hoping, you know, you don't have, you're like, man, I hope I do good today, but you don't have a goal set in mind. So like for me, I usually have 5 goals that I have marked down every single day that I want to accomplish just in the first half of the day. And if I don't get those done, man, I feel like crap. So mark down some goals, create a routine, create a ritual. You know, if you have to work out every morning, or say you go on a long walk or whatever the case is, I mean, at least have something that you do as a routine. I remember playing sports, whatever sport, whether it was football, baseball, bowling, I already mentioned football. I mean, shoot, even kart racing. I used to do kart racing as well. I always had a routine that I would do before I took the field or, you know, went out and took the track and even with bowling. So, like, I do Tuesday night bowling leagues. And one of the big things I same approach every single time. I do the same thing. And anytime I break that, I don't feel like I can do something as consistently. So that's going to transpire into your business or your job or, you know, just your everyday life. So if you can go ahead and make a routine of it, and it takes 28 days to make a habit or make a ritual. So get started today, get something going. So anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoy this. Make sure to follow me, subscribe, send out a like, comment, do whatever you got to. Let me know what you think of this. Send me out some messages, cause you can message me on here. And I want to hear your guys' feedback. So anyways, guys, hope you guys have a wonderful day. Hope this helps moving forward. And just keep grinding, guys. All right. Thanks. Bye.